Proclamation number 7932, dated the July 2nd, 1961. Did God cause the apostasy? One day you humans will understand that I myself will never exert and never have exerted my influence over the spiritual being which I externalized as free and independent. For as soon as I created it as a self-aware being, it was also endowed with free will, and this free will was not in the slightest tied to my will, to my illumination of love or any other influence on my part. The will was entirely free and able to decide either way. But the fact that the being possessed free will was also the guarantee that one day it would be able to change the state of a living creation into the state of a chilled, which would have been unthinkable without free will. But my objective at the creation of the beings was true children of God, thus beings of supreme perfection which, however, had to attain this perfection themselves. The question will always arise in you humans as to whether the thought of apostasy was implanted by me in these beings, as to whether they, in a manner of speaking, had to fall away, because I had set myself this goal, true children, when I created the beings. In that case you can also dispute the beings' free will, but this was the cause of, as well as the possibility for, the apostasy. However, I foresaw from the very beginning how my living creations would use their free will, and therefore, I was also able to recognize the justified goal in this apostasy. Yet neither the apostasy nor the goal was in any way determined by me. The apostasy was the result of free will and therefore did not have to happen. The goal is the result of free will again. It will be achieved one day, but the time it takes is determined by the being. And so it must be said that I certainly know everything, that one thing always substantiates the other, and that no apostasy could have happened had I denied the being free will, but that the goal I had in mind at the creation of all beings, and which only signified supreme bliss even if it were preceded by times of immeasurable agonies, would then have become invalid. Nevertheless, the voluntary apostasy of the beings was a transgression against me in my love, for the being could have adapted its will to mine. It did not have to turn away from me and leave the law of eternal order. And countless beings provided the evidence for this by remaining with me and nevertheless being inconceivably happy. These beings will also be permitted to attain the childship to God if they want to take the path through the abyss for the purpose of their fallen brother's redemption. But the apostasy was not my doing, my will. Yet for the sake of the highest goal I allowed it to happen, and only ever emphasized again that these beings possessed absolute realization, that they were illuminated by brightest light, and that, through their wrongly inclined direction of will, they misused their freedom of will, which subsequently led to their wretched state. I did not prevent this apostasy, or I myself would not have respected their freedom of will, but this characterized the being as a divine one, because something perfect without free will was unthinkable. And once you have reached the goal of having become a true child of God, then my plan of deification will be completely understandable to you, and you will also regard the spirit's apostasy with different eyes, even though it gravely transgressed against my love. And since the law of eternal order is unchangeable, this deification could only ever proceed lawfully. It could not be attained in any other way, because all divine characteristics, which I placed into the being at its creation, must be aspired to voluntarily, which, due to the apostasy from me, became a necessity, but was also considerably more difficult than voluntarily remaining in the state of perfection. The fact that the beings had fallen away and thus sinned against me led to an extremely long state of torment, which could never have happened had I myself caused this apostasy in some form or other. These beings' perfection cannot be doubted, and yet they fell, which can only ever be explained by their freedom of will, which was also a gift of grace that will never be taken away from them. And the fallen spiritual beings' process of return also provided the non-fallen beings with the opportunity of attaining the childship to God, because they may also take the path through the abyss for a redemptive mission, that the apostasy from man is therefore not the sole prerequisite in order to attain the childship to God, but that I truly have other ways as well of shaping my created beings into my children. Hence the apostasy was not necessary but possible on account of freedom of will. And I foresaw it from the very beginning and was therefore able to base my plan of salvation on it, which made me as well as my created beings extremely happy, and which I will certainly achieve one day. And you, too, will one day be in the state of highest perfection and realize and understand the immeasurable love I have for all my living creations, and that this love can only ever bring forth goodness, and, therefore, will also help those who died of their own fault attain eternal life again. Amen.